out the word mommy. MOMMY. The first lesson today from mommy is manage the noises. Now, one of the greatest universal mom phrases is this: turn that down! Or maybe, there's just too much noise in here. Did your mom ever say, how can anybody think with all this racket? Now turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 19, if you would. Beginning in verse 11. By the time we reach this chapter of the Bible, Elijah is exhausted. He's burned out, discouraged, afraid. And what's interesting is this happens immediately after a huge spiritual victory on Mount Carmel. Sometimes that's exactly how it works. People crash emotionally after the big moments. Elijah runs into the wilderness. He's overwhelmed and he's ready to quit. But then God begins revealing himself. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 12, the NIV says, a great and powerful wind, then an earthquake, then a fire. The scripture says, the Lord was not in those things. Then finally came a gentle whisper. You see, sometimes God speaks quietly. But if our lives are too noisy, we can't hear him clearly. And the world today is loud. We have our phones with notifications, social media. We have our arguments online and entertainment and politics. Many have so much noise around them that their soul never really rests. And then they wonder why they feel anxious and distracted. Spiritually dry, emotionally exhausted. You cannot hear the right voices if your life is filled with the wrong noises. And mothers understood that naturally. They know that too much chaos creates confusion. Too much noise creates stress. Too much distraction affects people. So maybe some of us need less entertainment, and more stillness. Maybe we need fewer distractions and more prayer. Maybe we need less scrolling and more scripture. The second lesson from mommy is this: obey the right voices. Now, every mother in history has said some version of this. If everybody jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? As children, we laughed at that statement, didn't we? But as adults, we realize mommy was preaching theology. Because one of the greatest dangers in life is listening to the wrong voices. Now turn with me to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world. Then he says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, Paul understood something important. The world is constantly trying to shape you. Culture pressures you to just conform, to blend in, to compromise, to just follow the crowd. But wise mothers often said, I don't care what everybody else is doing. And we should be thankful for mothers who had the courage to be unpopular, mothers who corrected behavior, taught right from wrong, protected our innocence. Mothers who brought their children to church and prayed over their families, opened Bibles in their homes, even when the culture moved in the extreme opposite direction. Because a crowd can be loud and also be wrong. Turn with me to John chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." Such a powerful picture. Jesus is describing sheep that recognize the voice of their shepherd. There are many voices in the world, but God's people learn to recognize the voice of Jesus. And sheep survive by staying close to the shepherd. Not every voice deserves influence. Not every opinion deserves authority. Not every trend deserves obedience. And now we live in a world where people carry thousands of voices in their pocket. Celebrity voices, political voices, influencer voices, and those comment sections voices. Many people are being discipled by culture rather than scripture. The loudest voice is not always the right voice. The most popular voice is not always truthful. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice." The question is, are we listening? Or has the noise of the world become louder than the voice of the shepherd? Mommy was right. Obey the right voices. The third lesson from Mommy is this: make wise choices. Did anybody's mom ever say that as you took the car keys and ran out the door? Car keys represent freedom, and every parent understands how terrifying it can be to let your child drive away for the first time. All those lessons become their own choices now. At some point, parents can't make every decision for their children anymore. Children grow up, and all those lessons become very real. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 6, beginning in verse 7. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, Paul says, "A man reaps what he sows." That's such a simple statement, but it is deeply powerful. Choices matter. Little choices become big habits. Habits become character, and character shapes who we are. One of my favorite mom sayings is, "If you're going to be dumb, you've got to be tough." Some of you heard that too growing up, huh? Honestly, that's basically what Paul is saying in Galatians. Foolish choices hurt. You reap what you sow. And mothers understand this. That's why mothers ask questions that children hate. "What were you thinking?" "I don't know." Wise choices about friends, honesty, purity, forgiveness, marriage, faith, and church, they all shape the direction of our lives. And many mothers have spent years praying over choices their children would one day make. Some mothers here watching this video are still praying right now. Praying for children or grandchildren, marriages, faith, safety. And maybe today that is your ministry, to keep praying, to keep loving, to keep hoping. The fourth lesson from Mommy is this: mourn with the one who mourns and rejoice with the one who rejoices. Stay with me here in Romans chapter 12 and look down at verse 15. In Romans chapter 12, verse 15, Paul says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Now, one thing I've learned from mothers is that mothers carry emotions deeply. My mother has said before, you can only really be as happy as your saddest child. And parents understand exactly what that means, I think. When one child hurts, part of you hurts. When one child is struggling, you're struggling. Mothers mourn with the one who mourns, but mothers also teach us something important. Hold space to rejoice with the one who rejoices. We can celebrate answered prayers. Celebrate healing and growth. Celebrate baptisms, even while we wait for others to make that decision. We can celebrate having one more day together because tomorrow is never promised. And if we only focus on the painful moments, we will miss the moments that God gave us to celebrate. Healthy believers can cry together and also celebrate together, carry burdens together. And honestly, good mothers model this pretty beautifully. The final lesson from Mommy is this. Your why matters. When life gets difficult, what keeps people going? Another way to ask that is, what is your why? What is the why that you're doing things? Mothers are often exhausted. They have sleepless nights, heartbreak, sacrifice. So why do they keep on going? It's because of love, purpose, their why. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. This is talking about Jesus, of course, and his why. When people lose their why, they lose hope. But when you remember why you are serving, or why you are praying, or why you are enduring, you can survive difficult seasons. I had a friend who once suggested that you can do almost anything if you know how long you have to do it. He said, you can stand on your head for a month if you know you only have to do it for a month. And that's the trouble, is sometimes we don't know how long we have to do these things. We just have to endure it. And Mother's Day can feel complicated. For some, today is joyful. For others, today hurts. Some are missing mothers who have died. Some women desperately want to be mothers, but can't. Some mothers carry broken relationships. Some carry grief that nobody really sees. And as a church, we should strive to be space for both, mourning and rejoicing. And remember our true hope as Christians. Jesus truly died, but God truly raised him from the dead. And because of that, death does not get the final word. The Christian hope is resurrection. It's reunion. The coming kingdom of God. That means faithful mothers are not forgotten. That means the prayers and sacrifices, all those tears, they're not meaningless. The reunions are coming. So let's review the lessons from Mommy. the five lessons from mommy. Manage the noises. Obey the right voices. Make wise choices. Mourn with the one who mourns and rejoice with the one who rejoices. And finally, number five, your why matters. The older I get, the more I realize my mom wasn't trying to ruin my life. She was trying to help me survive it. And some of the voices we resisted the most as children become the voices that we most long to hear as adults. Happy Mother's Day.